Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I have dreamed a dream of every common man. The time I have sworn by my blood, as your man, my love, that one day, I promise one day your heartache would stop. But I've never changed. I've never changed one single grain of sand. But just love in a common man. I want to thank you this evening. Oh, I thought that I felt you so. But that's when you turn around and look me in the eyes, and you let me know. You said, and you said it softly, I didn't have to worry about being a common man. You said, David, you don't have to worry about rising to the top. You said, I didn't have to swear by my blood. But oh, baby, that one day your heartache would stop. And you put your arms around me and you said, you never, 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 never cared. If I never change one single grain of sand, you said, I love. Well, my gratitude just keep on growing, yeah, recognizing me, I thank you, baby, yeah, for respecting me, yeah, I won't thank me, baby, for any time of need, oh, I thank you, baby, oh, for my gratitude, for respecting me, baby.
You're now tuned into the most powerful platform for truth anywhere, bar none, on the face of the planet. You're tuned into the voice of the voiceless. This is the voice of an entire nation. Welcome to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the almighty, all-wise, true and living God, Allah, who has come to us this day and granted us a divine mercy and reminder in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, the prophets, and the messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names with love, Assalamu alaikum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another day of your time. And I want to say this straight off. We have been suspended from Twitter. I wanted to say that on the last live show. I didn't even know we were suspended from Twitter, and they didn't give us any explanation, but we were suspended from Facebook. We were reinstated in Facebook. We were suspended from Blog Talk, and now we're back on the air, and we'll probably get suspended for another day or two after we do this show. They continue to come up with these things to keep us from getting you the truth. But brothers and sisters, let me talk to you for a minute. We're going to forego most of the rest of the formalities, and we're going to open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Master Farad Muhammad, and his messenger, the last and the greatest of the messengers of God, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. I say unto you all, assalamu alaikum, and I hope that you are all blessed today. Because listen, we're in a time unlike any other time in the history of man or mankind. We're in the midst of the changing of worlds. It's beautiful. As you look and you see all of these events that are taking place, man, if you don't have an insight to what's going on, it can be heavy on the heart and heavy on the brain and heavy on the soul. But if your eyes are open, your spiritual eyes are open, it gives you peace of mind. Because this is what they were talking about when the prophet says, look up, for your redemption is not. It tells you not to carry a hard heart or a heavy heart, but throw your yoke and your burden upon the Lord that he may help carry it. Because this is the time, brothers and sisters, that will turn your hair gray, turn people bald, and make even children have gray hair. Now I want to talk to you something, because I don't get a chance to do this much anymore, seeing that they always ban the show or block the show or take away my dashboard, or like they're doing, censoring me on Twitter, censoring me on Facebook, and every other book and every other so-called social media site, because they understand what's going on and they don't want you to hear what's going on. I was looking at earlier this morning, there was a report, and we're going to get into this because the show is titled Welcome to the Global Implosion. There's no turning back now. Now, there was a report talking about the White House was planning a massive tactical strike against Iran. This report comes out on the 18th, right, which is today, and they were talking. And this comes right after America a few days ago put it out or leaked it, conveniently leaked that they were deploying thousands of troops to the Middle East, thousands more troops. Brothers and sisters, if you go to the blog talk, you go to Hiram's 1555 blog, I've been talking about this for the longest. As a matter of fact, on one article of mine in a premium article dated May 26th, wow, May 26th, 2019, where are we at? June 18th, 2019. As a matter of fact, the title of the article is breaking. Major military deployments are going on as the global economy tanks. That's one of the articles. And in this article, I talk about the deployment of war machines, the deployment of troops and weaponries around the world. And some of the main subjects that I talk about is America doing this, Russia doing this, China doing this. And one of the main beneficiaries, or I wouldn't say beneficiaries of it, I would say one of the main targets of this is Iran. It's in the article. Go read it. I told you about what was going to happen. And May 26th, we have the date. As a matter of fact, if you go back further a week or two before that, and some of my articles, I go into depth about what's going on. Why? Because America is desperate. Remember, they were trying their best to come out of the Middle East without this Middle Eastern, North African conflagration. I continue to tell you that this must take place. Why must it take place? Because God is after breaking the back of this white man. As a matter of fact, let's go into something real quick here, okay? Since it's on my mind, let me go to message to the black man. Please bear with me, okay? All right, here we are right here. The breakup of the old world. According to the changes of civilization by Allah and his messengers, from Moses to this day and the last messenger, the resurrection and return of the lost and found mentally dead members of the aboriginal people of the earth is now. Stop right there. Let me read that over to you. According to the changes of civilization. Now, we're in the midst of the change of worlds, meaning that we're in the midst of the change of civilizations. In the midst of the change of rulership, you're seeing everything that was once dominated by the West go over towards the East. Right? Listen to what he says. According to the changes of civilization by Allah and his messengers, from Moses to this day and the last messenger, the resurrection and return of the lost and found mentally dead members of the aboriginal people of the earth, the black nation, is now. Today we live at the end of the world of a people who have ruled the black man in his various colors between black and white for the past 6,000 years. Now, I'm going to stop right there for a minute. What is that saying to you? That war is imminent. War, as a matter of fact, war is ongoing right now. Why? Why is America in this position? I got to talk to you. I got to throw this out because I don't know if they're going to cut me off. I don't know if they're going to mute me. I don't know what this devil is trying to do to this show. I know he's trying to take us off the air. I know that much. But why is all these things taking place? Why is America in a panic and she's deploying her troops to the, down in South America, the Galapagos Islands, I believe it is, off of Ecuador? Why is she deploying her troops in the Middle East? Why is she doubling down over in Asia? Why is she now announcing that Russia, that she's going to deploy more troops and more weaponry on the in the former Soviet Republic, which is an affront to Russian sovereignty, and the agreements that was made between Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev to bring down what they call the Berlin Wall? Why is America doing these things, right? She's doing these things to try to maintain her sway over the people of the earth. She's doing these things to try to hold the world captive at the barrel of a gun. This is a lunatic policy. But she feels she has nothing else to lose because she's losing it all as we speak. So she might as well put the iron to the fire. And she's going to push it as far and as hard as she can before somebody rebuffs her. See, she's playing this psychopathic, sociopathic game of I'm insane and I kill everyone. She's not playing it. She's really insane. Allah has her mind. As a matter of fact, there's an old saying, right? It says, there's no saying that goes, if I can correctly quote it. Those to whom the gods wish to destroy, they first make mad, right? And we know that America's insane. We know that she's mad. That is her stated doctrine. Mutually assured destruction, right? She brags and boasts about that. So we know that she's mad. We know that she's insane. But why is she pushing the envelope so far? Because she wants to demonstrate to her ex-slaves at home that she still holds the reins of power, even as her power slips from her, even as her military power is being rebuffed globally, even as her economic power is waning, even as her political influence is being rejected. She wants to keep the so-called American Negro in ignorance and in fear of her and in awe of her because she knows that they serve as a hedge around her as a protection against the onslaught of Almighty God, Allah, and the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all holy praises are due forever. So, but she doesn't understand that there was a snare laid for her, just as the snare for Babylon was laid for Babylon. And she has fallen headlong in it. She's trying to maintain her position through the barrel of a gun. What is this position? She's trying to maintain dollar hegemony, because without the dollar as the global reserve currency, she cannot fund her massive empire, the bases around the world. She cannot fund her military expeditions around the globe. She cannot fund her weapons programs, right? And she cannot keep the people pacified at home. She cannot bribe or threaten the nations abroad. She cannot invest in the color revolutions and the destabilization programs and the overthrow of other governments and nations and leaders. So she's fighting like hell to maintain dollar hegemony. We got to go back to something while it's on my mind here, while we're talking on this. I thought about it, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, right, in the breakup of the old world. All right? He says, and I'm going on the fly, so I want you brothers and sisters to just pay attention with me, because this stuff comes to me, and God directs me where he wants me to be at, okay? So listen, the so-called Negro has been made so blind, deaf, and dumb by them that even the intellectual blacks now are blind and seek to make love and friendship with the people of the devil and Satan. The day of decision between the dog races ordinations was begun by God himself in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises be forever. And it's prophesied in the Bible, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. It is clear that the armies of the nations of the earth have geared themselves for a final showdown between their forces and Allah and the nation of Islam. So what we see right now, what we're seeing right now are the nations gearing themselves for that final battle. Some want to rebuff America. Some know that their whole livelihood and security relies on American dominance, on dollar hegemony, so they're pretending to go to war and aid America to try to maintain dollar hegemony. But, again, we go back to a quote that I said to you. Those to whom the gods wish to destroy, they first make mad. Okay? That is something. That is a quote. You can look this quote up. I'm going to say that again. Those whom the gods wish to destroy, they first make mad. Now, why did I say that and why did I reiterate that? I do these things for a strategic reason. I want you to listen to something. I played this before, but since things are bubbling and blowing up in the Middle East, and since we're talking about the decline of the dollar, and remember this, when the dollar declines, when war breaks out in the Middle East, right, when things go under, as they already are starting to go under, the black man gets free in America and globally. If the dollar doesn't fall, if the empire doesn't implode, if America doesn't decline and fall, the black nation does not go free. Therefore, these events, each one is a trigger event that leads to something more devastating for the American empire. And eventually it leads to the liberation and the freedom, the total freedom of the black man and woman here in America and the black nation universally. These are things that you are missing when you look at these events without a spiritual eye. But I want to go back. I want to let you listen to something, because we look at Trump right now, and we're looking at him, and some of you out here, black, Trump mad, we hate this cracker, we hate this devil, Trump, blah, blah, blah. Don't you know that God put him there for a reason? You know, the white man said, God put Trump there. He did, but not for the purpose and reason that they believe. He didn't put him there to save America. He put him there to expedite the fall of America. This is what he put him there for. He put him there to help expose America to her friends and her allies, to help isolate America, as the scripture says, that the prophecy says that America must be isolated internationally, right? What's going on globally? He's waving a Satan's stick at Russia. He's waving it at China, Iran, Syria, and everybody, even her own allies, anybody that dare buck up against American policy. And now all of them are behind closed doors, weaving and bobbing, trying to formulate a policy to go back at America, to go on a counteroffensive of America, because their livelihoods are at stake. You understand? They pull out of the nuclear deal and says Iran is belligerent. Is that not right? They pull out the nuclear deal and demand nobody live up to the nuclear deal with Iran, and say, we'll sanction you if you allow Iran to get their money back. We'll sanction you if you do trade with Iran. We'll sanction you for this, and we'll sanction you for that. This is the mind of a lunatic, right? But I'm going to give you more perspective on why these things. This is the confusion of the nations, the madness of America. She's been smitten with madness. This is part of the judgment and divine retribution for what she has done to her ex-slaves in America. You don't understand. We're looking at something that you've never thought you would see. That great juggernaut being brought low and brought to her knees right in front of you in real time. It is a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let me say that again to you all. It is a very, very, very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, remember what I just said to you and how America is threatening to sanction this person and threatening to sanction that person and how she's deploying her military this place. These things are not coming in vacuums. Notice she announces that after Iran and Turkey does a currency swap deal, Iran and Syria does a currency swap deal, Iran and China does a currency swap deal, and Iran and Russia does a bilateral increase in trade using bilateral currencies outside of the dollar. Notice that. Huh? Notice that America puts more pressure on Russia and China now, that China urges Russia to increase the use of local currency and trade to marginalize the United States dollar. These are their words, not mine. Right? Notice that Moody's come out of the blue and downgrades Turkey's credit rating to junk status when Turkey says that we won't bow to U.S. pressure. We will receive the S-400, and we will trade in outstanding currencies outside of the U.S. dollar. Out of the blue. Remember they did that to China? China's the lender to America. Remember a year and a half ago, Moody's and the other ones did the same thing to China? And people were like, how in the hell can China credit rating be dropped and China is the lender to America? Remember they did that to Russia in the midst of Crimea and after Crimea? Remember they're doing that to Venezuela? Remember they did it to Syria? Remember they did it to Libya? Remember they did it to Iraq? And then it was all followed by military force, right? What you see going on right now? And all of this is madness. But the empire doesn't see that they are insane. They don't see that they're mad. Right? The name of the show is titled, Welcome to the Global Implosion. There's no turning back now, right? So, if we see them waving a sanctions stick constantly and threatening everybody from A to Z, friend and foe, and then they're threatening them over a deal that they forced the nations to get into, swearing by their life's blood that they would honor it and Iran would be the one who breaches it, we got to go back in time to see what this is all about. All right? Remember I told you it's about the liberation of the black nation. And if the dollar does not fall, we don't get liberated. So they are trying to maintain the dollar to try to maintain power, to try to maintain influence, to try to maintain their bases, which is to maintain not just the republic, but the entire empire. But if the dollar goes, boom goes the dynamite. So let us revisit this Iran issue, right? And we're going to revisit it through that former Secretary of State. We've played this on the air before, right? And I want you to pay close attention to what Mr. Kerry has said before, okay? Because I want you to, matter of fact, this is a short clip, and then I'm going to come back with something else for you, okay? Matter of fact, let me see if I can just go back. I want to go back for a minute because I want to show you something. I want to show you just what's going on in the mind of the lunatic. They don't understand what they're doing. I'm getting ready to put this up for you to listen, okay? Pay close attention to this. Here we are right here. Let's see if it'll play. Here we go. I think it's getting ready to play.
Master the fuel cycle. When people say, oh my gosh, I'm worried about what happens in year 15 or 20, they may become a nuclear threshold nation. Folks, they are a nuclear threshold nation today.
Listen, I'm going to start it over for you to hear from the beginning to listen closely.
They mastered the fuel cycle. When people say, oh my gosh, I'm worried about what happens in year 15 or 20, they may become a nuclear threshold nation. Folks, they are a nuclear threshold nation today. They became that. And they became that while we had a policy of no enrichment. A country that's mastered the fuel cycle.
People say, oh, get the 5 plus 1 together again and negotiate a better deal. You're beginning to deal with that. Will you deal with the problem of getting that 5 plus 1 again to get on the same position you're in?
Now, I want you to hear what he just said. This guy's asking John Kerry a question. He says, some people may say, let's get the 5 plus 1 together and negotiate a better deal, right? Isn't that what Trump did? He pulled out of the deal that was forced down Iran's throat, and now he's saying, we've got to force Iran back to the table so that we can get a better deal. so that Iran can have a better deal. Like they're looking out for the interests of the Iranian nation. But see, this is right here. I want you to, because this stuff is here. It's right there for you to see. And this is why the whole world is looking on the empire as a mad raven foaming at the mouth dog that's fighting for survival. But we're going to go further. I want you to pay close attention because we're only 37 seconds in and we got 3 more minutes. I want you to pay close attention to this. Okay?
Now, one of the reasons, Sir Harry, that we felt it was important to move forward with this negotiation is the fact that the sanctions was already framed. Remember, folks, we don't trade with Iran. We have a primary embargo. And by the way, the primary embargo will stay. But if everybody thinks, oh, no, we're just tough, the United States of America, we have our secondary sanctions, we can force people to do what we want. I actually heard that argument on television this morning. I've heard it from a number of the organizations that are working that are opposed to this agreement. They're spreading the word. America is strong enough. Our banks are tough enough. We can just bring the hammer down and force our friends to do what we want them to. Well, look, a lot of business people in this room. Are you kidding me? The United States is going to start sanctioning our allies and their banks and their businesses because we walked away from a deal and we're going to force them to do what we want them to do even though they agreed to the deal we came to? Are you kidding? That is a recipe, quickly, my friends, for them to walk away from Ukraine where they are already very dicey and ready to say, well, we've done our bit. They were ready, in many cases, to say, well, we're the ones paying the price for your sanctions. It was Obama who went out and actually put together a sanctions regime that had an impact. I went to China. We persuaded China, don't buy more oil. We persuaded India and other countries to step back. Can you imagine trying to sanction them after persuading them to put in place sanctions to bring Iran to the negotiating table? And when they have not only come to the table, but they made a deal, we turn around and nix the deal and then tell them you're going to have to obey our rules on the sanctions anyway. That is a recipe very quickly, my friends, business people here, for the American dollar to cease to be the reserve currency of the world.
You hear that? You hear that? Now, isn't the same thing that John Kerry said that... Are you kidding me? We force these nations, we strong arm these nations, and I'm paraphrasing, to come to the table, and we force Iran to come to the table, and they're abiding by these things, and then we pull out of the deal, then we say, you got to come back to our deal the way we said it, or we will do this and this. He said, my brother, that's a recipe, what, for the end of the dollar. Isn't that what Trump is doing? So when you see these mad moves, don't get mad about it. What you're seeing is the breaking up of the empire, the collapse of sanity in the leadership of the empire. All right? This is what I want you to see. Because everything that John Kerry, who was the former Secretary of State and who actually won the United States presidency but was stripped of it through the courts, as was Al Gore, he is describing the insanity of what would of having a mind state of America can force this to happen. America could threaten this to happen. And he's telling you the outcome of this kind of policy, this mind state. And then you have Trump put into office, right? And he's doing the exact thing that Kerry just warned, that if we should do these things, not only will we be isolated internationally, but that is the recipe for the fall of the dollar. Right? So that's some good cooking, ain't it? We eat some good food right now, right? If that's the recipe for the fall of the dollar, that's some good eating, isn't it, right? We're at the fall of America, black man and black woman. Smile. Your redemption has come. See, some of you just don't understand that these things have to take place. I was thinking over the deployment of these weapons and these troops everywhere, and I was it just came to me in the fall of a message to the black man of why this is happening. Because some of us, and listen, I'm not here to offend anybody, but I must tell the truth. Some of us who had the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teachings for a long time, some of us really did not understand them, right? We didn't have a deep understanding of it, and we failed to look into the teachings, look into the words, and get the proper perspective or the proper understanding of it. And it's the same with some of them as it is with the Christians. If you show them something, regardless of how much proof you present, right? Because it is like a person in a dark room for so long, and you walk in and flip on the light. Their eyes are not adjusted to that. So quickly they'll say, turn the light back off, turn the light. I don't want the light on. I was resting. But what you're in there, you're walking in to flip the light switch on so that you can give them some news or something so that they can get up and see things in a proper perspective. So saying that, I want you to understand why these things are taking place. As we said, the dollar's collapsed. The empire is imploding. Her power, her influence, everything is being rebuffed. Internationally, she's catching hell internally through the storms, through the crop failures, through the rich taking more from the poor, through the class struggle, through the color divide. All of this stuff is ripping America apart. And the empire is still pushing war, still killing her ex-slaves, still locking her ex-slaves up, and has a military full of them, pushing them around the globe to try to conquer whom she points at and says they are our enemies to freedom, our enemies to our nation. It's only our nation when you need us to do something for you. But the reason the wars are taking place, the reason the buildup is taking place, the reason the economies are blowing up, the reason the debt bubble is bursting, the reason the debt continues to explode exponentially, it's because we're at the breaking point of this world. And Elijah Muhammad says it so beautifully here, but you never really understood it. He says, we, the so-called Negroes, are the prey. See, we are prey to this vicious beast, America. He says, thou art the mighty, the terrible ones, thank to Allah, the greatest, who is with us to save and deliver us, his people, at the time, 20 million members of the tribe of Shabazz, who must have some of this earth that they can call their own. Stop right there. What you mean? We have to have some of this earth to call our own, but we're in such an inferior position, and this beast would not allow us freedom. So how in the hell are we going to get this land? How in the hell are we going to get this sovereignty? How in the hell are we going to live totally free and independent? Muhammad says, their God will give it to them. But woe unto you, the unjust judges, for the Son of Man shall destroy thee and give the kingdom to the slaves. Stop right there. So what you're looking at is God breaking the back of the empire to give you your own, to hand you something that you yourself could not do. He wanted to show you that, listen, in a time, you know, people, America's the greatest power in the history of the world. America's the greatest military power ever. Well, if America's powerful, and this God is taking everything from her and bringing her to her knees and forcing her to confess that God alone is worthy, then he must be all-powerful, right? Right? Smile. You're on the Star Crescent Report with your brother, Rashid Muhammad. Welcome to the global implosion. There's no turning back now. So we're looking at these things, and we can say that it is a very beautiful time, a very beautiful time for America to catch hell because she's continually giving it to us. Now I want to go into this right here. We're going to go into Gregory Mannarino real quick. This is about 8 to 10 minutes. I want you to listen to what he's saying, okay? Remember, this guy right here, he was high on Trump. And remember, on this show, I kept telling the people, I said, listen, all of these people who are high on him, they're going to start regretting it. And just listen to what's going on in his mind and what he sees coming and what he hears, right? Pay attention.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Gregory Mannarino. It is Saturday, June 15th, 2019. I just thought I would get my markets a look ahead segment out right now. Lots of stuff going on. I mean, almost an overwhelming amount of things this morning. that are going to affect the markets and much more moving into next week. Let's start off with what's happening right now. If you were to turn on pretty much any of the mainstream media outlets, there is a major push right now to convince people that something militarily needs to happen against Iran. Just yesterday, it's amazing how things flip. It seemed like the overwhelming consensus was this was clearly a false flag event that happened here in the Gulf against those tankers. Even the UN Security Council was not buying it. So what are they doing? Right now, again, a major push is going on to convince the masses, convince the world that action needs to be taken. And there is a very dangerous alliance right now that is developing. And I want to actually read a few things to you. These are some of the headlines today. It's everywhere. So let me enlighten you. Number one here. This is President Trump and the Saudi oil minister. Right now, these two individuals are directly on the same page. And this is what they're saying here. President Trump and the Saudi oil minister, Trump, this attack on these tankers has Iran, quotes, written all over it. And then the Saudi oil minister is saying, Iran did it. And Saudi Arabia right now is urging, this is the Saudi oil minister, urges a decisive response against the Iranian threat. That to me doesn't sound like a very good alliance here. Let's move down the line. So again, I don't know how many of you have seen this grainy, almost pathetic, it is pathetic, video that they're trying to push on us that, oh, this is proof. This is proof. Our president yesterday, again, is saying, look at that video. Well, I'm looking at it, Mr. President. I think we all are. And I cannot see any definitive proof that this was the Iranians that did it. It's unbelievable. And then we have the captain of one of those ships over there saying that these were not mine attacks, that they were hit by missiles. This is just outrageous. Here we go. Here, just like I was saying, President Donald Trump, Iran did do it, and you know they did it, quote, because you saw the boat. Yes, Mr. President, we all saw the boat. But how does that prove to us that this was Iran? Explain this to me. They really believe people are that stupid. I just, it's too much to me. Here, headline. This is just from this morning. Breaking. President Trump using tanker attacks to drum up support for military pressure on Iran. Same thing coming out of Saudi Arabia. This is an unholy alliance, in my opinion. People, I don't know. Here, again, this is from this morning. United States seeks to build international consensus blaming Iran. You could go on and on. Here's something I want you to hear. This is a stunning admission to me, and I'm going to butcher this gentleman's name, but just Google it. Retired Colonel Mark, I'm going to spell it, C-A-N-C-I-A-N, okay? This guy with decades of operational knowledge of naval combat, this is what he just said. This is incredible. It will likely take days, weeks, or even months for the military to go through the forensics needed to find out exactly who is behind the attack. I'm reading this. This is his statement. A guy with over 30 years of military combat experience. I tell you, it's unfreaking real here. And of course, here, this is, it's getting drummed up. When was this? Well, this might have been from today. Trump says Iran is a nation of terror. Okay, I guess we can't argue with all that, but still, what does it all mean? What are they trying to do? It seems pretty obvious to me that they're trying to push us into another endless meaningless military conflict. This is the military-industrial complex at work here, and it seems like they've chosen their new spokesperson. It seems to be President Donald Trump in the alignment now with Saudi Arabia. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You got to be kidding me. All right, so look, let's talk about how all this is going to affect the markets next week. A couple of things. We even have the Fed. Let me close this real quick. This jawboning alone is going to be enough to push crude oil higher moving into next week. This will not, again, crude oil will not be allowed to fall in price. Won't happen. They are going to jawbone it, drop bombs, kill people, start refinery fires, pipeline attacks, you name it, to keep the price of crude oil propped up. Period. President Trump is the king right now of this. He's the leader of the free world, along with the not-so-free world, Saudi Arabia. Again, it's an unholy alliance here. And they're both pushing for the same thing. Let's get that price of crude oil higher. Let's get that price of crude oil higher. Okay, this is going to have a positive effect, okay, on crude oil, quite obviously, also on the entire energy sector and the financial sector. Those two sectors, the largest aspects of this market, will probably be enough to boost stocks, which is the bottom line here. That's what they're going to try to do. Now, the Federal Reserve, we're going to hear from the Fed this week. Now, you've heard me say for a while now that the Federal Reserve is going to cut rates. I must admit here that I am not certain they're going to cut rates this week. I'm going to say right now, because, I mean, this is this week we're going to hear from the Fed. And again, I'm conjuring this in my head right now. I don't believe we're going to get a rate cut this week. I don't believe so. I think what they're going to do is the Federal Reserve is going to lay the groundwork for a rate cut soon, but not this week. And that groundwork alone, the jawboning, kind of signaling to the market that a rate cut is coming, will be enough to push stocks higher without even cutting rates. Understand, the Fed is so powerful the way they're running this market right now. All world central banks, all they got to do is say a few things, and that'll be enough. So if you look forward here to next week, there are a lot of forces to push stocks higher. I know how crazy this sounds. Higher moving into next week. Understand, war, military conflicts, especially in the Middle East, with how it will affect crude oil, this is stock market positive. It is also, unless we get a major backlash here, and there is a unbelievable effort right now to push for, yes, a military solution, however you can achieve that, to attack Iran once again. Unless there's a major against the president. Look, I'm getting myself all riled up here. This is positive for the president. This is positive. He even said it in a tweet with regard to Barack Obama. In 2011, he said, watch, Barack Obama is going to attack Iran specifically to boost his chances of getting elected. Well, the president, our President Trump, just is using Obama's playbook. My God. It's incredible. So people, look, the bottom line is pretty simple. There is an unholy alliance here between President Trump and the Saudi oil minister. Okay? They are clearly on the same page, in bed together. They have an agenda. They have an agenda. And if this affects you in a negative way, because you believe Trump walks on water, well, I'm sorry. The man does not walk on water. He is now clearly been elected to be the spokesperson for the military-industrial complex. All he cares about is driving crude oil higher, driving stock prices higher, and getting reelected, which means if he's got to attack Iran, it's going to happen. So don't take my word for any of it. Just do your own research. Watch these stinking, warmongering, mainstream financial channels. Or just look at the articles that are out there. Look at my Facebook page, my Twitter feed. I posted a whole bunch of articles from today. There is a major effort, people, major effort to push us towards war. We need to band together yet again. Get this message out here. Start talking to people. Make noise. Let your voice be heard. That you.
So you heard Trump condemn Obama for doing certain things, or for allegedly contemplating doing certain things, and he is doing the same thing out of the exact playbook. Brothers and sisters, I continue to tell you that these events must take place for Scripture to be fulfilled. Prophecy does not go on in perpetuity. This is what I'm telling you. A lot of you believe that. You don't think that there's ever a culmination point of prophecy. And what we're in the last days of the prophecies of the fall of the Babylonian Empire. We're in the end of days of the fall of modern Egypt, America, and Pharaoh. And the freeing of her slaves, or those sacred vessels held captives in the house of Israel. This is the turning point. And we're watching it in real time, and yet you still don't want to accept this stuff, even as the white man himself is telling you, look, man, our government wants war. Look, man, our government needs war. Look, man, our government is corrupt as hell. Look, man, we're buried in debt and can never get out of this. As the white man, you're so brainwashed by wanting to be a part of his society. You're so brainwashed into his culture of madness that you don't even accept it when he comes out forward and tells you, I'm corrupt as hell, I'm a thief, I'm a liar, I'm a murderer, and I'll take you to war just so I can get my approval ratings up. That's the mind of a madman or a serial killer that does things like that, right? That just sheds blood just for the benefit of himself. He's the blood shedder. This is why the scriptures call him the blood shedder, because he would shed blood for money, for all. As we had Dr. Fardin on our show several times, and she talked about a white scholar, anthropologist. And I think she was a scholar in another field, too. And she talked about whatsoever the white man has stepped. And she's a white person, for those of you who don't know. She says, whatsoever he stepped his foot on the land, he sought to conquer it. He sought to dominate. He sought to exploit. He looked for materialism over ethics and morality. This is that man. America is the... exemplifies that description of the bloodshedder, the thief, the robber, the war wager, the deceiver. This is America. And now she's getting a blowback that she never expected to come within her own borders. Hunger is coming to America. As her war, see, she thinks that if I can go into it and I can ravage Iran, listen to this good. See, this is her mind frame. Let me show y'all something. So she's trying to destabilize Venezuela. Venezuela at this point sits on the largest proven oil reserves in the world, not Saudi Arabia, not Russia. Right now, as it stands, Venezuela has the largest proven oil reserves as it stands in the entire world. She's also found large deposits of gold, silver, and other minerals, plus a large supply of untapped gas. This is why America is trying to do this with Venezuela, right? One of the reasons. Now, let's go to Iran. Iran, though we call her a Middle Eastern nation, Iran sits in Central Asia, what they call right on the periphery of the Middle East. She's not really a Middle Eastern nation. She's a Central Asian nation. She borders Pakistan, right, and Afghanistan.
But she also bought us, she's a linchpin because she bought us Iraq and Turkey also. So America sees this as a strategic gunplay because Iran sits on huge hydrocarbons reserves. And at the same time, this is the underbelly of Pakistan, India, China, and Russia. And if they can get into there, if they have gotten into Afghanistan, then they can send their terrorists into the heart of Russia, into the heart of India, into the heart of Pakistan, into the heart of China, and try to balkanize them or keep them preoccupied with a domestic crisis so that America can wage war and still maintain her policies and politics globally. All right? This is what's going on. And so they see Iran. If they can take Iran, like Cheney said, former Vice President of War Criminal Dick Cheney and former War Secretary Rumsfeld said, as they talked about Iraq, Iraq is good, but real men go to Tehran. You know what they were talking about? Waging war on Iran. They were planning this and plotting this decades ago. But they don't understand that this is also the linchpin in the Middle East and North African conflagration. This is the point that will expose America in the Middle East. This is the point that will make America try to negotiate her way out of there. Because the war will spread like wildfire. This is why China is warning, openly saying, don't do this because there's unseen consequences. And let me tell you this. I'm going to give you all some free tidbits here. There's a base in, let me see, northwestern, I believe it is. I got to look at my premium article I did. Northwestern Iraq, Iran. Right now, as it speaks, there are Russian warplanes there. There are Russian servicemen there. This is unknown to most of the Iranian population. And there are Chinese servicemen and Chinese warplanes there, right? And so this is why America has put more emphasis on trying to destabilize Iran, because they see her heading east and getting into the fold of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization or the Asiatic nations. Remember what Elijah Muhammad said? It is the Asiatic nations who are the ones laying her low. And America knows these things. So she's plotting and planning, and she's trying her dang old best to try to prevent the collapse of the empire. And she's doing it through threats, through sanctions, through tricks, and through the barrel of the gun. Let me go to the phone line real quick. Let me go. I already know who this is. This is my good brother. Good brother Jerry, I say unto you,
As-salamu alaykum. Walaykum salam, sir. Brother, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad did not meet with God in person, face to face, as a neighbor to a neighbor, as a friend to a friend. Then tell me exactly who taught him what he knows, brother. you just cannot make this stuff up, brother. Everything that the messenger taught is coming full circle to exactly to all of his lectures and books. And what you're speaking about, brother, in relation to John Kerry and that audio tape about speaking about Iran and its allies abandoning them because of the U.S. dollar, I'm not sure you're aware of this, brother. I'm sure you're aware, but there's an article on Fort Rust that speaks to exactly what you're talking about. The headline is, "Why Are America's Own Allies Undermining U.S. Dollar Hegemony?" It goes on to say, in recent times, there's growing evidence that U.S. allies are trying to weaken the hegemony of the dollar. In his Washington Post article, analyst Fareed Zakaria explained what lies behind the decision of different countries, including France and Germany, to undermine the positions of the U.S. currency. Fareed Zakaria recalled that last week, Hamas, Germany's foreign minister, who was one of the closest U.S. allies, went to Iran and said that a European payment system will soon be created as an alternative to the system based on the dollar. The visit was carried out jointly with the United Kingdom and France, which also contributed to the creation of the mechanism known as INSTEX, Trade Exchange Support Facility, a mechanism for bilateral transactions with Iran that allows circumvention of U.S. sanctions reopened with Washington's unilateral exit from the Iranian nuclear deal. While it is difficult to end the dominance of the dollar in global transactions, which bring huge benefits to the U.S., the creation of INSTEX represents a warning sign, a kind of harbinger of imminent catastrophe. U.S. allies are trying to undermine the fundamental pillar of power of the United States. According to the analyst, this is happening because Washington abuses this power. While the U.S. continues to outperform the world from an economic standpoint, profound structural changes are underway that are undermining its status. For example, China's development. In addition, there are other processes that represent a response to U.S. abuse of power hegemony. Zakaria stressed that Germany, France, and United Kingdom are signatories to the Joint Comprehensive Action Plan, JCPOA, 2015, known as the Iranian Nuclear Agreement, and deciding to unilaterally abandon the deal last year, although Tehran has fulfilled its commitments. The U.S. has reintroduced sanctions against Tehran, using the dollar's power to prevent other countries from doing business with carry-outing dollars. In fact, this abuse of authority made Europeans decide to create their own payment system. In addition to European countries, other countries such as Russia, China, and India want to create their own payment mechanism to avoid restoring the dollar, the analysts emphasize. One more example of Washington's abuse of power is the introduction of tariffs on exports to the U.S. under the pretext of national security. The author stresses that the U.S. countries to occupy a unique position in the global arena. However, there is growing evidence that the world is becoming increasingly multipolar. The U.S. administration is working to achieve some short gains by limiting transactions with other countries. But by abusing its power to do so, it puts at risk the structure of the international system, in which U.S. power is a bad deal for which all Americans will pay a price in the coming decades, concluded Zakaria. And one other thing in relation to Iran, it is also one of the very few countries that does not have a central banking system.
That's right.
That is controlled by the Rothschild banking cartel. Yes, sir.
Hold up, before you go, remember now, Libya didn't have one, and Syria didn't have one also.
Exactly. That's right. Yes, sir.
So we're seeing a pattern here. Brother, do you have anything else you want to say to the people?
Yes, sir. And you've seen exactly what's happening in Libya and Syria. And also, brother, see, when you become a puppet of America and trying to do their dictates as a leader of another country, what happens to you when you are undermined, when you become ousted, you know, for political reasons? I just want to another subject. Muhammad Morsi, brother, they say died in court this morning, but he was to reveal certain secrets, they said. So did he die or was he taken out? Go ahead, brother. Continue on. Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I'm going to go back to the phone line in just a second, brother Rashid. Hold your thoughts right there, brother. I'm going to get to you in just a second. I want to say something real quick, if they don't cut me off. I want to follow this brother up on this note about the dollar and how America's friends, so-called allies, and enemies alike are dumping the dollar. We see it, the ASEAN, the Asian trade bloc, plus China, uses the Chinese yuan in trading. That is the largest trading bloc on earth. Now, I want to also add something else to this. And the reason that America, Canada, France, Germany are doubling down in Africa. Recently, listen to me good, as recent as about 3 weeks ago, Africa became the largest free trade zone in the world. I'm going to say that again. Recently, no more than 3 weeks ago, the African continent became the largest free trade zone on earth. See, do you see Asia and Africa and South and Central America, all of them moving outside of Western domination? Do you see the handwriting on the wall because America and France and Germany and all the rest of them see it? What Elijah Muhammad say? Let's go to Fall of America. Rashid, stay with me because I got to read something. First, I'll Fall of America, then I got to read a piece of this article. Let's go here. Because we need to, we need to get some clarity about what's really going on with America, okay? Some of you, brothers and sisters, some of you, no matter how much we try to tell you, no matter how much we show you, it seems to me as though you don't want it because it's not cared for by you, because it's not your line of thinking. But what we're trying to do to you is give you the truth regardless to whom and regardless to what, okay? So,
again, excuse me. I'm trying to read something real quick. You know what? Let me go to this article real quick, then I'll come back to this pretty quick because I got Rashid on the line. I don't want to hold him too long. But anyway, the messenger told you about how the white world, especially he talked about the colonial powers, about Britain, I mean, the U.K. or whatever you want to call it, England, the U.K. or Britain or whatever you want to call that area. France and Germany, talked about Italy, these diehards, they wanted to continue to maintain their control over Africa. But the African people were reaching for self, and they are demanding that that which is under that continent and on that continent go to them. Right? And now we're looking at Asia moving away, and we're looking at, remember that in Messenger Muhammad, as he talked about America being isolated, and he talked about how Europe would turn against America, and how Asia would go away from America. Remember that? Yeah, I know y'all remember that because it's in Fall of America. You need to read sometime. But he was talking about that. What? As a matter of fact, let's go to something real quick. All right? Just in case. Because some of you guys don't read. Some of you guys don't study. Some of you guys don't want the truth because the truth will open up your eyes to something that you don't want. All right? Listen to what he says here. The beautiful and rich country of America, to which many people of Europe and Asia migrated, seeking refuge in this country, as the prophecy is now coming into fulfillment. In that day and time, everyone who that came here, that was attracted to her, will begin to go away from America instead of coming to her. Right? We're seeing that Asia and Europe doing the same thing. Listen to what Trump has to say about ECB's Draghi in his statement. And this is the headline. Trump states, ECB's Draghi statements make it unfairly easier for the EU to compete against the U.S. Stop right there. Now, America got the edge on everybody because her currency is the international currency. And because it is accepted or used by a lot of nations, America can manipulate other people's sovereignty, meaning that if they disagree with America, she can up interest rates and collapse economies, or lower interest rates and cause the overthrow of people, or make inflation happen as they did when they overthrew Mubarak in Egypt, making the cost of bread unaffordable to the people, and the people rioted because Egypt was dependent on America and others for import of grain and bread, which I don't understand that. Because Egypt should have been self-sufficient in that. But America can manipulate her monetary policy, and this has a ripple effect around the globe. So who has the unfair advantage in reality? See? But let's go to what Trump says, and let's go with what the response was. He talks about the European Central Bank's chief, Mario Draghi's statement makes it unfairly easier for the EU to compete against the U.S. Now, let's see what it says. French politician Thierry Mariani said on June 15th that anything that will put an end to the hegemony of the dollar is a positive thing. That don't sound like allies to me, do it. He also claimed that the greenback is providing Washington with a legal and even criminal opportunity to meddle in global affairs. This is what I just told you. With the dollar being the world reserve currency, she can manipulate the economics of nations, the independence of nations, the sovereignty of nations, and cause overthrow, color revolution, and poverty rampant around the globe, which she has already done and continues to do through her sanctions regime, disregarding sovereignty, disregarding international law. But let's go further. U.S. President Donald Trump criticized statements made by the European Central Bank's head, Mario Draghi, noting that his remarks immediately dropped the euro against the dollar. According to Trump, this results in unfair competition. And then he says, making it unfairly easier for them to compete against the U.S., they have been getting away with this for years, along with China and others. Now, this is Trump saying somebody getting away with unfair competition when America does not produce anything, and yet her so-called economy is $22 trillion. How is that happening? By the printing of money and the inflating of these property bubbles and all these market bubbles and all of this stuff. That is the manipulation But let's go further. The U.S. leader's remarks come after last week Thierry Mariani, a National Rally MEP, stated that the EU and Russia do not need any contracts to carry out most transactions in euros. He added that any move that will put an end to the hegemony of the dollar is a positive thing. This is coming from an ally of America. In addition, Russian President Vladimir Putin described the U.S. dollar as a tool for the issuing country to put pressure on the rest of the world during his speech at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. Earlier, numerous Russian media outlets cited Russian Finance Minister spokesman Anton Sulenov as saying that he and Mark Sefcovic, Vice President of the European Commission for the Energy Union, had agreed to set up a working group that will take care of a transaction to using the euro and ruble in bilateral payments. The EU has reportedly been implementing measures to strengthen the euro as a global reserve currency and challenge the dollar in international transactions. The issue of national currencies came back into the limelight amid European efforts to save the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran after the U.S. unilaterally pulled out of the accord May 2018. You see how that goes back to what John Kerry said? And see how the nations are moving away from the dollar, even our allies. What did John Kerry say? This was a recipe, my friend, for the decline of the dollar. Let's listen to him again. Let's go for it again.
Together a sanctions regime that had an impact. I went to China. We persuaded China, don't buy more oil. We persuaded India and other countries to step back. Can you imagine trying to sanction them after persuading them to put in place sanctions to bring Iran to the negotiating table? And when they have not only come to the table, but they made a deal, we turn around and nix the deal and then tell them you're going to have to obey our rules on the sanctions anyway. That is a recipe very quickly, my friends, business people here, for the American dollar to cease to be the reserve currency of the world, which is already bubbling out there.
I'm telling you the truth. We put so much truth out here, you cannot dispute this stuff. Because we not only are we reading it to you, we're letting you hear the people in power, the people in the know, say what they're saying. And then we're doing a comparative analysis and showing you how Elijah Muhammad had already told you these things. So you can't deny the truth. It's so clear that Ray Charles can see it, even though he's blind and dead at the same time. Now, let's go to the phone line. I got to go to Brother Rashid. I say unto you, my good brother. As-salamu alaykum. How's it going, brother?
Just fine. As another older believer,
could you speak up, brother? I can't hardly hear you.
As another older believer who was a captain out here in Temple number 27, reminded me not that long ago that they were taught in FOI that when he attacked Persia, that America would attack Persia. Persia is Iran.
That's right.
Attacking right now.
That's right.
He said he attacked Persia. This whole Middle Eastern thing will blow up on him. Then from that point, of what takes place in, like you said, is a domino effect. From what happens in the Middle East, the Asian nations will look at America and say, he ain't stuff if he taught you. Then they will jump on
us. Yep.
And then when they jump on us, then after the menu said, soon after the Asian war, got a war to fight with Russia and Europe. This is your, as the Orthodox Muslim world says, Armageddon is not one war, but three wars. Ain't that three wars? The Middle Eastern war, the Asian war, and then the European war. All of these wars is to break her military, as we've been saying before. Break her military, and then after she gets nothing left, then the most powerful one, Allah and the nation of Islam, will come at
her. That's right.
Answer, like you said, like the brother said, if Elijah Muhammad ain't the message of God, brother. Nobody knows the world seen today that is. Predictions have come so accurate with Elijah Muhammad. You see, they're not listening to what the message is saying. But time brings about all things. So.
That's right.
Walaykum salam. That's right. And this is what we continue to tell you. We continue to tell you about these wars and what to look forward to and what to prepare yourselves for. And all while this is going on, nation after nation is abandoning the dollar. And remember what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said when he said, this was, when he was talking on page 87 of, where's the fall of America? Where's my fall of America? One second. I know I had it close to him. Oh, here it is right here. On page 87. See, you have to read these things and read them in their context. When he talked about the decline of the dollar, remember, the empire without the dollar, the dollar is the life's blood of the empire. If you poison the life's blood, if they get sepsis, they can die. So America was poisoned with her life's blood. God, he took the roadblocks for America out and removed that, and now America said, okay, now we have the petrodollar. We can continue to spend, and we don't even have to worry about it. We can project deficit after deficit on future after future after future generations, right? They thought they had beaten prophecy. But Elijah Muhammad said the stronghold of the American government is falling to pieces. She has lost her prestige among the nation. One of her greatest powers, one of the greatest powers of America, listen to what he said, was, that's past tense, was her dollar. Now, when he said that, America's dollar was still the world's trade preference. Most nations preferred to use the dollar over their own national currencies, right? Because they thought that the American dollar was as good as gold, right? But Muhammad was speaking, he had pronounced something. I don't think you understand. When he said, was, he pronounced something. As God said, when his word, when he speaks a thing and it goes out, his word does not return until it establish, S-T-A-B-L-I-S-H, establish. We put establish or establish, but the book says established. So Elijah Muhammad, with the power of God, had declared and decreed a thing when he said these words. One of the greatest powers of America was her dollar. He was putting something forth to be. He was pronouncing something that was to take place. See, all you could see was at the moment that the dollar was the hot thing. The dollar would get you this, and the dollar, and I remember people would come back from Korea and talk about, or people would come back from overseas and talk about how the dollar was this and the dollar was that, and they would talk about how these people would give you 40 of their currencies or 100 of their currencies for $1. Right? That's what he was saying. Because at that time, the perception was still that the dollar was as good as gold, and you needed the dollar to do trading. But that's no longer the case, is it? Why? Because time and circumstances have caught up with America's policies and her arrogance. And now it is leveling the dollar and savaging the American economy, bringing her to her knees. All right? What did Mama say? Let's read it. The loss of such power will bring any nation to weakness, for this is the medium of exchange between nations. What's the medium? It's that currency, that dollar, right? He said, and see how, again, I keep telling you that when America, this is why England is fighting tooth and nail with America. This is why England is deploying warships and Marines with America to the Middle East. Because the two are the daughters of Babylon. And one future is intertwined with the other one. The one, when one falls, the other falls. You understand? The financial system are so intertwined. The cultural system is so intertwined. The governmental systems are so intertwined. The military systems are so intertwined that they're almost like looking at one or a reflection of itself. So when you see the poverty level explode in America, it mirrors it back in the U.K. When you look at the police brutality of America, it mirrors it back in the U.K. These are the daughters of Babylon. So Muhammad says, the loss of such power will bring any nation to weakness, for this is the medium of exchange between nations. the English pound and the American dollar. Now, he ties in these two monetary systems right there. Because England was the global power, America became the global power. England, to prevent the collapse of the pound as the English Empire was going down, she tied her monetary system to the dollar. Right? Okay, let's go further. I mean, brothers and sisters, if what I'm saying is not true, go Google it. Go Yahoo it. Go Bing it. Go Duck Goose it. Go do all that stuff. And see if you'll come back and bear witness to what I'm saying. So he says, the English pound and the American dollar have been the power and beckoning light of these two great powers. Then he gives you their doom. He gives you the particular of what led to the doom. But when the world went off the gold and silver standard, the financial doom of England and America was sealed. And as I've shown you on this show, the reason he put England before America, and the reason he's talked about English financial system before the American financial system, is because New York is not the center of international trade. It is the London Stock Exchange which is the center of international trade. London never gave that up. You understand? Oh, brothers and sisters, I hope you see Elijah Muhammad so heavy for you. You didn't realize what you had in your midst. But let's go further. Because if you think what I'm saying is, think about this. If I'm talking to you like this and I'm going into this like this, think about what the man who taught me, think about how heavy he is. I'm just saying. Just saying. Smile. This is your day. Welcome to the global implosion. There's no turning back now. Let's go further. He says, but when the world went off the gold and silver standard, the financial doom of England and America was sealed. Then he says, listen, he talks about the pound first, then he talks about the American dollar. So you see what I mean? He puts these things in a strategic order. And he does that by connecting them to show you that they're tied to the hip to each other. That's why you see them on expeditions and excursions around the world together. Because the fate of one is the fate of both. And they're fighting like hell to try to maintain this Western world and this Western way of death. It's not a way of life. It's a way of death. Let's go further. The pound has lost 50% of its value. America's dollar has now lost everything now as a power backing for her currency, which was once backed by gold for every $5 note and up, and all her currency was backed by silver from a $1 note and up. Stop right there. Now, you want to talk about Peter Schiff, you want to talk about USA Watchdog, you want to talk about Gregory Manarino, you want to talk about this, you want to talk about that, you want to talk about Max Kaiser, all of them talking about fiat currency, all of them talking about gold and silver. We got proof that Elijah Muhammad was speaking this before this. As a matter of fact, we got the clip where Elijah Muhammad was telling you about this in 1969. We got a clip where Elijah Muhammad was telling you about this in 1958. We got clips where Elijah Muhammad was talking to you about these preceding events in the 40s and the 30s. But you want to give the credit to latecomer Johnny Come Lately. But we can prove what we're saying because we have the facts and the proof to back what we're saying before you. Listen, let's go further. He says, but today, not yesterday, not last week, but today, the currency of America is not backed by any sound value, silver or gold. What did she say? It's a Federal Reserve note. Right? That's very different from that greenback or that dollar that once had bagged by silver, or redeemable for silver, or redeemable for gold. Take it and then it's take to any bank, and you can redeem for silver, or you can redeem it for gold. It's very different in it. But let's go further. The note today is something that the government declares that they will give you the value in return, but does not name what that value is. And we already know what that value is. She has been offering her weaponry, and now she is in a uproar because nations no longer want to buy her weaponry. Nations no longer want her weapons because they Chinese weapons have become. And so they're reaching out to the East and starting to forsake that of the West. And so this has the empire foaming at the mouth and threatening the whole world with sanctions and war. Right? She's rattling her saber, but she has little power behind that. But let's go further. He says, but they definitely are not backing their currency with silver or gold. And then he gives us the fall of America. He gives us this number one reason for her fall, outside of the mistreatment of the so-called American Negro. Listen to what he says. This is the number one fall. What is the number one fall, Elijah Muhammad? Let's go back up one and we'll see it. The currency of America is not backed by any sound value, silver or gold. The note today is something that the government declares that they will give you the value in return, but does not name what that value is. But they definitely are not backing their currency with silver or gold. This is the number one fall. And it is very clear that the loss of the power of the American dollar means the loss of the financial power of America, right? Elijah Muhammad stated this, and he told you this long before Peter Schiff ever uttered a word. Remember these same people who own the gold bandwagon? Remember these same people are talking about fiat currency? They were the same ones who profiteered off the fiat monetary system. They were the same ones who at one time bragged that America's dollar was bar none par excellence. They were the one who once bragged about American wealth, influence, and power. And so the tables started turning. And they started seeing the suctioning off and the siphoning off of wealth. They started seeing a period of wealth destruction. And they were trying to preserve their wealth and trying to preserve the wealth that they, their friends and families and their subscribers had acquired through theft and fraud and lies and deceit. Because they know what's coming. We're in the end game now. You're in it now. Welcome to the global implosion. There's no turning back now. It's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, black man and black woman. See, what I'm trying to do for you is to acquaint you with the seriousness of the time. I'm talking about the seriousness of what's going on. I mean, I was thinking about how all of these things are going down. We talked about Iran. We've talked about China. We've talked about Russia. We haven't talked about all of the mudslides, the rain, the drought, the wildfire, the volcanic eruption, the earthquake. All of these things which are catching America in every way. As a matter of fact, it is at a point now where hunger is coming upon America. There's an article from Michael Snyder. In this article, he talks about the situation. He briefly goes over the situation that's now facing American farmers, right? Especially the corn farmers. But we did articles talking about the situation facing America's farmers. But he talks about specifically corn farmers, but he also talked about the situation that is facing America and farms, period. But his title of the article is called It's a Disaster Like I've Never Seen Before. 2019 could be the worst year ever for U.S. corn farmers. Now, and just imagine, he said that, and something just clicked in me. I was on my way home from martial arts class this morning, and me and my children, and we were listening to the radio, and on the radio, you know how you have the radio personalities doing quizzes and questions and stuff like that and call-ins, and they were talking about there was a survey done for the favorite vegetable in America. And they said at first, and this will tie into what I'm about to read here to you, okay? And it's ironic that it happens. This is what I'm saying. This is why I want to share it with you. So they said a survey was taken, and for some reason, broccoli came up as the favorite vegetable. So people were outraged, so they had to retake, and they took two more surveys, which is crazy. But anyway, listen what happened. In this survey, in the two surveys, they came up with new favorite vegetables the people were allowed to expand their horizon and vote for many more vegetables than they did before. And the two favorite vegetables came up was corn and potatoes. Corn and potatoes in America. Now, what's ironic about this is there are two separate articles, but one I'm going to read to you today, one is talking about potatoes and how the land is so marsh and so soaked that potatoes are not growing around America, right? I mean, you can Google this stuff, but what it came to me when I read this article, the heading of this article for you all, that this was talked about on the radio show about corn being one of the favorite vegetables in America. Now, that being said, look what's happening. We're talking about they can't even grow much potatoes now because of the saturation of the farmlands, right? And now we're talking about corn and the situation that corn faces, right? And these are the two most favorite vegetables in America. Now, on this corn thing, it says the amount of corn produced in the United States this year is going to be way below expectations. The Department of Agriculture just slashed its harvest estimates quite dramatically in its June report. But some farmers in the Midwest believe that those reduced projections are still way too optimistic. As I have previously detailed, millions upon millions of acres will go unplanted this year. But this is only part of the story. Much of the corn that has actually been planted is coming up very slowly due to the exceedingly poor conditions, and corn farmers all over the Midwest are reporting that their plants look absolutely terrible. If we get picture-perfect weather between now and harvest time, this will simply be a terrible year. But if severe heat or frost hits the Midwest, this could very easily be the worst year that we have ever seen for corn farmers in the United States. Now, what does that have to do with the destruction of America and the hunger that is plaguing America? Because corn and potatoes, if you go look at the, especially corn, is what is being fed to cattle, what is being fed to goats, what is being fed to sheep, what is being fed to chickens, and these farms that they have to lower costs, right? This is what the feed is made out of, the corn, and some of it is made out of potatoes. And with this stuff going like this, not only does it affect the vegetables, but it affects your produce, your meat. Right? Do you see how there's a chain of events? The dominoes continue to fall. Hunger is staying at America. She can't get out of this. So there's so much going on. Now, mind you, all of this is going on top of a debt burden, the likes of which we've never heard before. A debt burden that America continues to explode. As a matter of fact, what were they saying? Listen to this. These are just a couple headlines I'm reading to you. New survey, 69% of U.S. CFOs believe that a recession will start by the end of 2020. That's what they're trying to fandangle it and say 2020, but remember these years that we are talking about. They continue to keep this inside that 2025, regardless, right? Here's another one. May deficit surges to $208 billion. Listen to this good. Remember when Trump was getting on Obama about being a disastrous spending money that we don't have? May deficit alone, not January, not February, not March, not April, but May's deficit surges to $208 billion, 42% higher than last year. So each year, they got to spend more. Now listen to this one. Federal spending tops $3 trillion through May for the first time ever. Deficit hits $738 billion. This is America. And yet, they still don't see the implosion of the economy. They still can't see that hunger is on America's doorsteps. They still can't see that the war without will soon become the war within. The war that she's raging across the world will be fed by the war and the wars that will be exacted upon her within her own territorial borders. The prophets have predicted it. Time demands it. And the world events will bring it about. There is no stopping the judgment. This is why there's hurry, hurry, hurry. Join on to your own kind, for the judgment is